Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Book and Chop.
Yep.
It's not the name of this show. It's what someone thought was the name of this show.
It could be.
Yeah, I don't know about book, but I don't mind chop. It makes me sound real tough, like a like a bulldog.
Yeah, right. That's I see just someone who likes to chat a lot. I don't know.
Okay.
Which kind of works, right?
You're chatting with chop.
Oh, that's good.
That's real good. It's look, it's worth considering. Mm. We have decided to come up with a segment called Book and Chop. One of us has a book.
Mm-hmm.
One of us has a chop. We're going to quickly review them. Can we get some classy review music?
Of course.
It does feel like we're in a bit of a book club or something.
I feel like I'm in an episode of Bridgerton.
I'm going to start. The book I've got in front of me is very greasy. Much of the text has been completely obscured by what looks like char grilling.
You're reviewing the chop.
I've got the chop. It's a Rollbush lamb chop, possibly over-seasoned on my part in the grill, but let's give it a quick bite.
You really went in with that. Wow.
It's lovely and tender.
Tender nice and, is good.
Nice and lamby.
That was Rollbush and Barmera, you said?
It was Rollbush and Barmera.
Oh, there
and
you
also,
go.
And also, you know, I like a bit of fat in my chop as well. It's just the right amount.
Love a bit of chop fat.
Yeah.
I'm reviewing the book Dracula by Bram Stoker.
Classic.
This one is not greasy at all.
Oh, it's a book.
I've got to say, I'm only about halfway through it. It's kind of scary. I have nightmares every time I read it.
Yeah, you don't like horror.
I don't like horror, and there's something about something being written in letters that just really gets in my brain. So, you know, I don't know what we're rating it out of, but like 0 chickens out of 5, I guess. I can't even finish the book.
Well, Brooke, I hate to break it to you, but all books are technically written in letters.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's deep, man. That's why we have you on the show, Chops. Imagine you guys.
Thanks, Brooke.